The garage is open once again. It is time for the EG3 show once again on another edition on this podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III, the host of the EG3 show, the world of NASCAR, the latest big news stories and race recaps and all that jazz, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And you know what time it is. It's time once again for another edition of From Pit Road, looking at inside stories of all the teams competing in all three national series. And we've been getting a lot of hits on this special edition of this podcast, especially on the From Pit Road side of things. So I appreciate the listens once again, and I bring to you once again another new segment of From Pit Road. And tonight, bringing you focusing more towards the Camping World Truck Series side. Here this evening, we're going to talk about GMS Racing, who came in to the Truck Series, actually started in the Truck Series a few short years ago, and they have a championship already underneath their belt, led by Johnny Sauter. But yes, GMS Racing, of course, now all the way up to the Xfinity Series now, led by Spencer Gallagher. But yes, the owner of this organization is the father, Maurice J. Gallagher Jr. GMS Racing has had a technical alliance with Richard Childress Racing and also with Hallmar Friesen Racing. That incorporates the driver of Stuart Friesen, who's had a nice start to the 2018 campaign. And also, this organization also competed in the other series as well, the ARCA Racing Series, which started in back in 2011 and ended in 2015 before entering into the Truck Series. Of course, Maurice Jr. is the chairman and CEO of Allegiant Travel Company, which also sponsors the team. And noticeably, if you've been paying attention to the Truck Series at all over the last year or so, that would be in the entrance of Johnny Sauter. Excuse me for that. So getting that taken care of before moving on to the podcast. Of course, the EG3 show, you can listen to that always. I'll have a social media plug here afterwards. But GMS Racing, of course, again, started up in the Truck Series just a few years ago. And once in time and another, Spencer Gallagher was driving for his own family-owned team and had some success with the team, but not a big-time success like he's starting to be right now in the Xfinity Series. But that's another topic for another week right here on the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. But for right now, let's dive in to inside this GMS racing team here in the Truck Series, at least on that side of the spectrum. And yes, that would be part of the four car truck operation, which is again led by the 2016 champion Johnny Sauter, who won a bunch of races in that season. As of course, Joe Shear Jr., his crew chief, his longtime crew chief, if you will, for a number of years now. And you remember, of course, going back a month ago to Daytona, an emotional win for that bunch under some sad circumstances. But it's Johnny Sauter is the grandpa, veteran of the sport. He once upon a time, raced in the Xfinity Series, which was known as a Busch Series for quite a while, long time. He's had his head in the Cup Series now and then, but he's mostly had his cutting teeth right there in the Xfinity Series. And now the lead dog in the Truck Series, and he's the current points leader, by the way. And Obviously, just name his crew chief, Joe Shear Jr., his hometown. He is from, or I should say his home state, is from Wisconsin. And, of course, Johnny Sauter joined this team back in 2016. This is his eighth full-time season competing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And, of course, I talked about it in that same season when he joined GMS. So he hasn't been here that long. Only 2 years. I thought it would be a little bit more than that. Maybe 3 years. But I was mistaken. He's only been there for two seasons. Hard to believe. And he scored. Made his debut with the team. And not only that, made a big splash. Won the championship in that same season. His first championship of his career. And of course, first for the young team of GMS Racing. And this team, you're going to hear a lot about this team once again throughout the season. Not only that, and they're going to try to challenge Kyle Busch Motorsports, obviously, for the championship. And now that, let's not forget about Thor Sport Racing. And then here as of late, especially in the second half of last year, Hattori Racing by Ryan Truex, but now that's plotted by Brett Moffitt. So those organizations right now, as of right now, without Brad Keselowski Racing, going to be competing for this championship here this season as we move along. At least last year, Johnny Sauter finished in a runner-up spot in the championship race. 4 wins, 13 top fives, and of course, 19 top 10 finishes there. You know, we stated obvious already with Sauter, the 2016 Truck Series champ in that year, scoring 3 wins, 12 top fives, and having a pole to his belt in that season, and scoring 19 top 10s. Always consistent and always hard on himself as he's been here this year. And Johnny Sauter easily could have won all three of these truck races this year. Of course, the season opener win at Daytona was in the hunt in Atlanta before Brett Moffitt put the 3-wide move on him. And going back to last week at Las Vegas, he was chasing down the leaders there until Brett Moffitt, of course, ran into a lap truck there. And then Kyle Busch made the pass. Sauter tried to chase him down, Kyle Busch down, after that little scramble, but it wasn't meant to be there. So Sauter easily could have had 3 wins. And then, of course, you had adding the critical playoff points to that. So Sauter off to a torrid start here this year. We could be easy talking about him winning all three races to start the 18 campaign of trucks, but it is not. So he has only 1 win so far this year, but it looks like right now, so now that 21 team ain't missed a beat, and they look to be already, I know it's early in the season, all that, but they look to be an early championship form, and they could be competing in the spot once again to get back to the Final Four in Homestead. And a big note here on Sauter, the 2003 in the Xfinity Series, he took part in the Owners' Championship for RCR and Kevin Harvick. So again, he's raced a lot in that series. I've watched him a lot in that series, and he's pretty good. Obviously, a very good short track racer. And right now, Johnny Sauter, he looks to be one of the top guys once again to battle his way. He's already locked in the playoffs with that team already, and he looks to continue to do work for GMS Racing and try to get back to Miami and compete for opportunity to win championship number 2. You're listening to the EG3 Show with yours truly, Eddie Greeter III, here on this special weekly edition of From Pit Road. In this week's Pit Road, we're analyzing GMS Racing from the KB World Truck Series. And the next team in this quadruple truck team led by the owner Maurice Gallagher Jr. is no other than Justin Haley, who last year at this time, or at the beginning of last year, could not race Daytona because he was not old enough to drive start driving in the trucks. Well, Justin Haley made a big splash last year, being consistent as he was. Crew chief for that 24 team, led by Kevin Bellicourt and his staff. Of course, the notes on Haley following an impressive rookie year a year ago with GMS. Haley is back, obviously, behind the wheel of the 24 Chevy. And, of course, last year, Justin finished out the year very strong, earning his first Truck Series pole at Texas and hit a number here to have your eyes on. His average finish for that year, even though he didn't run a full season, 11.2, that was 7th among full-time drivers in the Truck Series. So I called him last year Mr. Consistency, because he was always around the top 10 and always battling in the top 5, so he knows how to get done. But kind of a shaky start to the season, a little bit. But going back, backing up real quick to Sauter, to Johnny Sauter real quick. Yes, he scored all top 10 finishes, really all top 5, if you will. So he's 3 for 3 in that column. Haley, a year ago, going back to last year, 3 top 5s and 12 top 10 finishes. Of course, I mentioned that pole back at Texas last year. And his best finish of the season a year ago was 3rd at Kentucky. So Haley knows how to get up there and run up front with those guys. And a note on that pole run at Texas: became the youngest winner, pole winner, at the track in at Texas Motor Speedway at that track. So he set the qualifying record at Texas Motor Speedway and became the youngest pole winner in track history. So he has that under his belt. And speaking of ARCA, Haley was brought up in the ARCA ranks as well. He has 2 career ARCA series wins, both coming at Talladega and Pocono. Both of those tracks are on the Truck Series schedule, so Haley will look to get himself in the victory lane. And again, remind yourself now, in the Camping World Truck Series, there's only 8 available spots, playoff spots, and already 2 have been filled in a young year, with Sauter, obviously, for GMS, and Brett Moffitt at Atlanta. So Haley, there's only 6 spots left. And of course, you know the deal: if a tiebreaker breaks out, we know what happened last year on that note. Going back to 2016 for Haley, he raced in the K&N Pro East Series, and not only that, became the champion that season, the same year that Sauter was champion in the Truck Series that year, scoring 2 wins, 13 top 5s, 14 top 10s, and scoring 2 poles at that. And Haley doing a little double duty that year in the ARCA series, scored his first ARCA win at Illinois State Fairgrounds. So very talented racer at that, and then made his debut in the Truck Series back in 2015 and made 3 starts that year, scoring only one of those starts, scoring a top 10 finish. So Haley has been around for a while, even though as young as he is, and he'll look to get back on track when the series returns to Martinsville here later on this month. And Haley right now in the point standings sitting 14th right now. So a little bit of a slow start, had a little bad luck here start the season, but the way that team has gone, especially last year, I wouldn't panic just yet. Obviously, with a limited amount of spots for the playoffs, you want to get it going soon, and maybe Haley can get it going at Martinsville here at the end of the month. You're listening to the EG3 Show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III, for the EG3 Show. Just joining us from Pit Road, analyzing GMS. The EG3 Show is all about the world of NASCAR, talking trucks here tonight with you guys, and going down the truck list, the roster, the foursome for GMS Racing who entered into the Truck Series not too long ago. So they're still very young in that sentence. So moving on to the other half of the shop, Cody Coughlin, driving the number two truck for GMS. He is from Ohio, and his crew chief, we heard this name all too well, obviously a well-traveled veteran in Jerry Baxter. So Cody Coughlin, a name that you should be familiar with. Cody Coughlin coming over from Kyle Busch Motorsports, who drove that 54 truck last season for Roddy Busch. Last year, of course, his stats last year, collecting only one top five finish and three top 10 finishes. And along with that, he was consistent as well. And he goes even further than that, scoring 11 top 15 finishes for Kyle Busch. And his best finish of that year, or I should say of last year, was third at IMS Raceway, which the Xfinity Series and Cup Series will be at this weekend. The trucks are off for a few weeks, if you might have noticed me saying the trucks will be back on track at the end of this year. Excuse me, not the end of this year. Well, that'll be a long time. Excuse me, at the end of this month. Back in 2016, he ran 10 Truck Series races and became the first driver in history to win two Champion Racing Association championships in one season. That is talent right there. Okay, and captured the ARCA / CRA Super Series Super Late Model, and of course, adding to that resume in 2016, the JEGS / CRA All-Stars Tour titles with 6 wins across both series, and that was the Pro Late Models as well. So Coughlin, a late model talent, getting two championships in that aspect. And this is his first year with the team, obviously. Cody Coughlin joins the championship caliber team, and he'll be piloting the JEGS Silverado, Chevy Silverado, all year long. So Coughlin, I believe at one point last year, drove in the Xfinity Series. I might be wrong, but again, I thought he raced at one point in the Xfinity Series last year, but obviously I might be wrong with there. But again, bring over a talented driver. We'll see how he does here with GMS as the season gets deeper and deeper here, as we continue to find the identities of these Truck Series guys. And Coughlin right now is sitting 11th in the point series right now, in the point standings right now. So that's not bad after 3 races. And finally, to round out GMS roster, the foursome, that would be the person of Dalton Sargeant, and his crew chief is Doug Randolph. And Doug Randolph, also a veteran, his name has been floating around here the last several years. And Doug Randolph has been with a lot of good teams, and obviously crew chief a lot of good drivers as well. He lands an opportunity to work with Dalton. Dalton Sargeant began his racing career at the age of 8. Man, racing go-karts and the Bandoleros. When he was 13, Sargeant moved to Europe. How fun is that? To compete in the Open Wheel Karting Championships, but moved back to the U.S. in 2014 to try his hand at the NASCAR Late Model Competition. And then a year after that, in 2015, Sargeant competed in the K&N Pro East and West Series. Across both series, Sargeant had one win, and that came at Bakersfield Speedway, scoring 10 top fives and 13 top 10 finishes, as well as 2 pole awards. Aside from the K&N Pro Series, Sargeant made his NASCAR Camping World Truck Series debut in August of 2015, scoring a 10th place finish in his first start at Bristol. So how about that for young Sargeant? And that, yeah, I do remember that actually. That was on a couple of years ago when we were in Kansas City at that time. This name is familiar. He ran very well that night at that race and finished in the 10th spot. So I do remember that, talking about that. Sargent then followed that up with a 9th place finish the week after at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So Sargent, a very good short track racer in his own right. And then moved to the ARCA Racing Series in 2016, where Sargent collected a win at Berlin Raceway, as well as scoring 10 top 5 finishes, along with 12 top 10 finishes, earning the Scott Rookie of the Year honors in just 15 starts. And he returned back to ARCA Racing in 17, where Dalton won 3 races, and those came at Solemn Speedway, Iowa, and Lucas Oil Raceway. I'm familiar with Lucas Oil Raceway. And finished the season with 10 top 5 finishes, adding a eye-popping 18, well, actually, not eye-popping, but an impressive 18 top 20 finishes. And he would that in that season came the runner-up in the ARCA Point Series standing. So there is a lot of stats and numbers there to digest from young Dalton Sargent, as he's going to be rolling in that number 25 truck for GMS here as the season will resume in a few weeks in Martinsville. And right now, Dalton Sargent is sitting, at least in the driving standings right now, in the 8th spot. I said the driver playoffs in the truck series had 8. And right now he's sitting in the eighth spot. But again, I haven't looked at the actual playoff standings right now to see where he is actually. But right now, Sargent sitting as the NCAA tournament is about to start here in another week or so, as it calls it, on the bubble right now. So Sargent, not a bad start for Dalton in that 25 track. You're listening to the EG3 show with Eddie Greer, host of the EG3 show, just only a couple of minutes on this from Pit Road Edition here this evening, as we are getting closer and closer to IMS weekend for the Xfinity and Cup Series, guys. So a lot going on there, and of course, sponsors for GMS Racing, Allegiant, Jegs, IMS Connect, and I found this interesting, Fraternal Order of Eagles, also a sponsor of this organization. So GMS Racing, only been in the sport for a couple years, been in the Xfinity Series, made its debut in the Xfinity Series last year. So again, that's another episode for another week, but we wanted to focus on tonight GMS Racing with the points leader, the current points leader in Johnny Sauter, Justin Haley, Mr. Consistency, and two young guns, Cody Coughlin coming over from Kyle Busch Motorsports a year ago, and Dalton Sargent reemerging here after double dipping in a few events, as I read a moment ago. So a lot going on there. Keep your eyes on this organization. They look to me, without now, Brad Keselowski Racing as one of those teams that are going to be competing week year in, year out for championships, especially we have a veteran in the sport like a Johnny Sauter. So definitely these guys, Sargent, Coughlin, and even throwing Haley in there as well, they can benefit like a guy from Sauter who's won a championship and who's been through it all. So definitely keep your eyes on GMS Racing as 2018 rolls on in the truck series, and definitely we'll be keeping our eyes on the playoff picture as we continue to get further and further in the truck season. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we close shop here tonight on this From Pit Road Edition, yes, social media, continue to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/EG3show for the latest news stories and what is going on and big news coming out of the Cup Series. We'll talk about that in the preview show here later on this week. Got you covered on that. And then, of course, listen to the EG3 show, folks, on Audio Boom and Spotify, and we'll get it caught up here this weekend at some point on SoundCloud. And yes, as of early this week, really last week, we became we were official on iTunes. So yes, iTunes. So we're trying to get spread the word on that as well. If you're current listeners or you're new to the EG3 show, yes, tell your friends about it who are into NASCAR or just getting into it. EG3 show, the EG3 show on iTunes. We're on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. And even that, you can leave us a rating or leave us questions. If you have any questions, you can leave it on the EG3 page. Or I will soon enough have... We'll soon have statuses for questions. You can leave it on the page as well. So definitely, we are urging everybody to join the movement. My slogan this year, join the movement, the EG3 show. We are on iTunes. Listen to us, subscribe, follow us, leave me a rating, how to do better, or say good comments or whatever it is on your mind, or leave questions about, and maybe your question could be answered on one of the episodes of the EG3 show. You never know. So definitely iTunes. We are on iTunes. Yeah, cannot describe enough how exciting that is. EG3 show. Again, I'm sorry. On iTunes, subscribe, follow us, and listen to the latest episodes on the EG3 show. And with that note, the EG3 show. That is it from Pit Road this evening. Taking a look from Pit Road. Top of the pit box tonight on GMS Racing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for the EG3 show for tonight. My name is Eddie Greer, once again saying thank you for tuning in to the EG3 show. And for those of you, the regulars, I will have another podcast up, a special podcast up again. At some point, I mentioned playoffs, my prediction of the playoffs, even though the season has already started with two winners already, I'm going to fill in the blank and make my predictions on the rest of the field, who's going to make this year's playoffs. So tune in for that. And obviously later on, you know what it is, preview time, I'll have my preview on IMS here this weekend. But for now, the EG3 show, we're signing off for now. My name is Eddie Greer, III. Once again, the EG3 saying thank you once again for tuning in. And I'll talk to you next time. Garages are closed. And you know what the saying is? EG3, we rolling out.